Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here.
We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hi, and welcome back to the Cobra Kai podcast here on Post Show Recaps. I'm Marissa Garza, and today we're talking about Season 5, Episode 4, Downward Spiral. And you should know by now that I cannot talk about the show by myself. I am joined by the man who I'm assuming would never cheat at a water slide race, Jason Reed. Jason, how are you?
You're wrong, Marissa. I would cheat at a water slide race in a heartbeat. Jason Reed here. How is everybody? Good to talk to everyone again. I would like to come to you and tell you about our charity that we're running here for underprivileged podcasters. If you would like to donate to the cause, just let me know. I can give you my Venmo.
I have some bonsai trees that I would like to. They're made out of Legos, but I have.
They're so nice. Like, I just fell over. I knocked all of them over. Oh my gosh.
You need balance and harmony and honor, Jason. Yes, as I mentioned, we are here to talk about Season 5, Episode 4, Downward Spiral, because of the slide, I'm guessing, and also Daniel's mental state. What were any general thoughts before we jump into it?
I found this to be kind of a meandering episode, not really too important to the plot, but some fun stuff. Like, the kids got on my nerves this episode, I will tell you that. I was not a big fan of the kid storyline here.
Yeah, I feel like this was we have to give them something kid-centric, because we had said previously, like, the front part of the season is very adult heavy. There's not really much going on with the kids, so they gave us that, and then they were like, let's move some of the other stuff forward so we can continue on with that. It's kind of just like a mid-season episode, you know?
Yeah.
It's got some stuff.
I did not miss the children. Well, let's go back to Adult Swim.
You know, every Sunday I go over and visit my family, and they usually pick up a TV show, and they started watching Cobra Kai season 4. And I just, yes, it was a lot more kids centric at that time. It was when we were going to prom. That was a time. We've come so far.
So much teen angst.
Well, before we get into the details of this episode, just a bit of housekeeping. If you're just finding us and would like to find more of us from the past and future of this episode, all you need to do to find our Cobra Kai specific feed is to search Cobra Kai Pusher Recaps wherever you listen to podcasts. We would love it if you would like and subscribe. Please leave us more than a Johnny one-star review. We would love it if you did. You can also join our conversation by sending us feedback at CobraKai@PusherRecaps.com. At the end of our coverage, we will be having a global feedback event called the Sakai Takai Feedback Show, I think. TM? Pending? We don't know. Yeah. We'll figure that out. And as a final reminder, this podcast is spoiler filled. We have watched all of the stuff, some of us multiple times, so we may reference things from past and future episodes. So we don't want you to be spoiled. If you haven't watched it by now, please pause, watch the stuff, and come back. All right. Shall we do this?
Let's get it on.
All right. So this episode starts off with one of the greatest Johnny Lawrence moments, I think, in the entire series. But it's not brought to us by Johnny. It's brought to us by Carmen. We've got Carmen's Top Gun dream, where she's like, oh no, the sink is broken. I need to call Johnny. And Johnny shows up in his like aviator glasses, leaning up against the door. It's like, I'm here for whatever you want, for whatever you need, Carmen.
I'd be more inclined to think Johnny broke the sink than he's going to come to fix
it. Yeah, right?
Yeah, this was fun. Yeah, the Top Gun of it all.
Good yeah. Times. I thought it was also funny that he was using a baby carrier in Carmen's dream. Like, I know that Johnny thinks that he's not going to be a baby carrier dad, but Carmen totally wants him to be a baby carrier dad.
Yeah, I mean, he's got the baby strapped to his chest. He's all ready to go.
He's ready to go in his like, and he's wearing sunglasses all of the time, and really good at volleyball, as one is in Top Gun. What I liked also about this is after the dream, Carmen wakes up and she's like, "I just had a really great dream." And Johnny's like, "Tell me about it. I'm here for you. Tell me all about it." And he's interested and he wants to know.
Johnny's such a sweet guy now. Like, right? Other times on this episode, I was like, "Gosh, Johnny is like really a sweet guy." Like throughout everything, how he dealt with everyone in this episode. Like, I mean, besides his Uber passengers, but everyone else he interacted with, I was like, he's just being really nice and sweet. Like, compare this to the season one guy who just yelled at every single person that he came in contact with. And Johnny's changed a lot in these five seasons. When did you get the feeling this wasn't Johnny's dream, but it was Carmen's? Because I mean, when we first came into it, I thought it was Johnny's dream.
Oh, I don't know. I think I believed it all the way to the end that it was Johnny's dream. And then it's Carmen.
Yeah, I think I'd say the same. And just the scene of Carmen waking up and Johnny's right there. It just gave like this sweet scene of like what their everyday life is.
Yes. And he's like leaning over, like he's on his side and he's like genuinely interested. I was like, Johnny Lawrence, I'm so proud of you. You've come so
soft
far.
Now, Johnny. You're soft.
He's still woman's badass. Made you weak. He's still badass. Still badass. Still has his moments.
Luckily, luckily throughout the rest of the season, he will have a lot of badass moments. So he hasn't, you know, totally punked out.
Yeah. I mean, or he's still high on those fumigation fumes from
before. Could be. You've been a lot different the past few days, Johnny. What's going on? Breathed in a lot of pesticide the other day.
Yeah.
And paint thinners. Coming off that high, baby.
Who knows? Meanwhile, over at the LaRusso residence, Chosen and Danny are like super spying on the LaRusso auto industry empire. Because they think that Johnny Silver is going to come attack, like super paranoid, like to the max that this is going to happen.
By the end of this episode, I thought we'd have like Danny having like a walking into a room with just a huge wall of surveillance cameras, right? With everywhere in the valley surveilled.
And what's really interesting to me about this is who else uses cameras?
Terry Silver.
How close to Terry Silver are you getting there, Danny? Huh?
Watch it. You're falling over the cliff there, Danny.
Don't become who you despise, you know? But they are waiting for Miss Amanda LaRusso to finish getting ready because they're headed to a charity auction. And Amanda really wants to get on the board of this charity. The name of the charity is Dreams for Teens. I have to imagine there's Z's in that somewhere because I don't know how
It sounds like a charity that would be featuring like one of those old episodes of Saved by the Bell. Like yes. we're doing this prom benefit for Dreams for Teens.
Yeah, I also thought of Dreams, the Survivor player, at the same time.
Yeah.
I
was like, oh my gosh. Buy Dreams vibe. A new truck. Let's get Dreams a new truck. Yeah, they mentioned Mike Barnes left town because of insurance things, and he doesn't seem to know that Terry burned down his furniture store. Daniel could give him a heads up, like, hey, Mike, just watch your back. You know, the bad guy, he burned down your shit. Like, just be on the lookout. He just let him leave town.
So focused on making sure his family's safe, Jason. He has no time for friendship. Yeah. But we did find out that Mike Barnes at least had insurance. So way to go, him.
That's good.
So they leave it, and Daniel's like, to just be ready for anything. Like, anything could happen. It could be any or all of the things.
Listen, if I was Danny, and my mortal enemy just burned down the store of one of my former mortal enemies, I probably would be staying in a hotel. I wouldn't be staying in my house.
Yeah, right. Like, especially a house that's already been attacked by said group.
Right.
Maybe so, not the same people, but group.
Even more ruthless people. But like, you know, Amanda comes in, and it seems like, and it'll be more apparent, I think, later in the episode, but it really just seems like they're keeping everything from her. Like, they're not telling her anything about anything. Because as soon as they come in, they're like, oh, just calm down. There's Amanda. Be calm.
Yeah, and Amanda thinks it's like she's overdressed or like she's trying too hard, but it's really just two grown men being obsessed with the security situation.
What does she think Chosen is doing there? Like, he just came for a visit. It's cool.
He's just a man with a routine, okay? Like, that's all
he's doing. Yeah, I also like how Chosen thought he was going to be like a third wheel on this date. He's like, oh, I'm underdressed. Like, oh, no, but you're not going. You're going to stay here. Like, just going to be you, my wife. Like, oh, I thought Chosen I was going.
Almost like a dog. Like, in a way, he's like, where you go, I will follow. Like, I will just go.
I have to protect you, Daniel.
Yeah.
Gotta protect you. For some reason, I feel like I feel indebted to you to give you my life.
Well, going back to Johnny, after he heard about Carmen's dream, he's kicked into high gear because he's like, oh crap, I'm gonna have to pay for this Top Gun life. How is that gonna happen? I'm gonna need to get some jobs. So
I gotta go rent a beach house where there's like a volleyball net. I gotta get a Top Gun jacket. I gotta get a motorcycle.
I believe that Johnny Lawrence would take everything like super, super literally. Like, that's well, I already want. Have
the I got you, babe.
Like, he's like, I'll do it. So his plan is to call a phone number off of a telephone pole. He's like, hey, you talk your telephone pole. Do you know your bank routing number? No, but I know my social security number. Like, what are you doing, Johnny? What are you doing? But he thinks he's, you know, making the moves, and Shannon comes to the door and he's like, I can't be bothered. I got this guy right where I want him. And Shannon and Johnny have this nice little exchange where Shannon's there to pick up some stuff for Robbie because Robbie was going to spend time with her parents on Bainbridge Island. If you've ever been, like, it's one of the most fancy yet wildernessy places in Pacific Northwest. I was like, Shannon, your parents have money. Like, Shannon and Johnny came from super money.
Like, oh, this is a real place.
It's a real place.
I mean, if Shannon's parents are loaded, why was she and Robbie living in like squalor in like season one? Like, what? That doesn't. Like, the math's not mathing there. Yeah.
What happened? But also, I could see why she and Johnny were connected. I don't know.
Shannon was a mess in the first season, so maybe her parents cut her off. But I can't imagine that to your grandkid. But I don't know.
Maybe that's the movie, Jason.
Hey, we find out why Shannon was cut off, and we get the whole Johnny Lawrence story from Robbie's conception to Cobra Kai episode one.
There's no karate. It's just all like relationship saga.
Just all like depressing, like toxic home situations. That'd be a great movie.
So while she's there, Johnny's telling him about how he's worried about money because Carmen wants this yard because Shannon has figured out that Johnny and Carmen are gonna have a baby. She's like, you can't fold this. You're folding clothes. I know things. you're doing, it's clean in here, you're folding clothes, and you have this overwhelmed look on your face. So Shannon's still got, you know, her Johnny radar happening.
Can't a man just want to clean up his life? Like, why do I have to father the child?
Fair point. Fair point.
And she's like, knocked up Carmen. Like, I wouldn't say I knocked her up. I mean, we're in love and we are having a child.
Yes, I know. When I was making the notes, I was like, Johnny did not knock up Carmen. They're having a baby.
were we trying to have a baby? No. But
they're going to have one.
You have to put it that way. Like, you don't have to use the words knocked up.
Yeah. Yeah. And this is where Shannon's like, well, yards cost a lot of money, so you can do things. She's like, well, I don't like jobs. She's like, yeah, well, what about the gig economy? So, which I don't know, maybe that's how Shannon got back on her feet. Who knows? Meanwhile,
I did like the reference that Johnny may or may not have been a stripper
The past. I tried that one after high school, but the women were a little grabby.
That's the movie. That is the movie.
That was funny. Yes. Yeah. Good call out. Meanwhile, while Johnny's finding out about the gig economy, the LaRussos are surveilling everywhere. The kids of the valley have ascended upon the water park.
And the children.
The children's. And it starts off with Anthony being super creepy.
It starts off with a weird like close up of
agreed.
Honestly, I get confused between Yasmin and
Yasmin. Yeah.
They're supposed to be teenagers in this show. The actress may be older, but they're supposed to be teenagers. Why am I getting this like sexy close up of a teenager's body on the show? I'm not here for it.
I agree with you, and all I could think of was The Sandlot. Because of that one, but she's not a lifeguard. But it was very reminiscent callback ish type thing. But yes, it was a very weird intro to the water park scene, and Anthony's just like staring at her, and Sam's like, "No, don't be creepy with my friends." But then Yasmin is all like, "Oh, he's going to be a freshman. Let's mess with him and say that I noticed he was working out." Like, what are you doing? What are you doing? You had so much growth when you flew back to be at prom with Dimitri. I was so in, you know, Yaz's growth corner, but it was very short-lived, I think.
Well, you know, she has to change all facets of her personality. Anthony's being a creep and a weirdo. I think if anyone's listened to me talk about, Cobra Kai before, I am not an Anthony fan. Him. No, he's not an Anthony fan
number one.
At all. And I got to say, he deserves a lot of what he gets in this show.
There is later on in the show when they leave and Sam's like, come on, Anthony. It's one of my favorite. Come on. Like,
come on,
go.
Anthony. Let's go, Anthony. Like, drag you behind me like my little dog. Come on.
Yeah, it's very fun. Sam is enjoying her Eat, Pray, Love stage of life. She's enjoying not worrying about karate. She's like in this little cloud nine oasis.
Look, everyone, I'm reading a book. I'm focusing on myself. That's what that means.
That's what it means. Yeah. And you can heal all of the things just by reading a book. Take
I'm
a look.
On myself. It's, in a book. I'm reading.
It's reading I never, rainbow.
I never read books when I was like obsessed with karate. Have you heard about these books? Like,
I was only reading like, scrolls.
Miyagi scrolls. Nope. Like, when you're not chopping books in half, you can read them. Amazing.
Whoa. She's so high on life that she doesn't even mind that Hawk and Miguel have walked in, and Moon is very concerned. Moon is like, listen, I could tell them to leave. It's okay. We don't have to do this. And she's like, no, this is going to happen. You know, let them stay. But it is super awkward between Miguel and Sam. It was like one of the most awkward teenage scenes I've seen in a while.
It's like, I almost expected somebody to ask how the weather was. Crazy weather we're having, huh? Yeah.
Real nuts. Would you like to sit here? I guess, maybe. Super awkward. That's not the only reunion-esque thing we get at this water park. Tori and Robbie. First of all, side note, I just have to say, Tori and Robbie should be spelled with an I or an IE, not with a Y. It throws me off every time. Anywho. Tori and Robbie reunite, and we get like a nice little I missed ya I miss you. Yeah, I mean, too.
But I feel like it's been a couple of days since Robbie, yeah. Mangiel and Johnny got back. And oh, with Robbie's all, with Robbie's moping on the way to Mexico, like, I could be with Tori right now. Like, he had to wait a couple of days before he, like, before they met back up. It was like, oh, hey, what's up? How you been? Like,
says routine romance, like the water park, Jason. Like, great. I mean, but he also, like, doesn't spend a lot of time learning about what Tori was doing or what he could have been doing with Tori while he was away in Mexico, because he definitely goes right into, I was just wondering if you would consider leaving Cobra Kai. Like, right into it.
Have you, like, heard about our Lord and Savior Miyagi?
Exactly.
Leave this Satanist cult of Cobra Kai and let me come save you.
Now is the time to get out. Like, it was so, I was, because they had a little bit of conversation. I missed you too. And Tori's like, did you go to the beach? And Robbie's like, it's not that kind of trip. There's still some resolved issues. Speaking of issues, do you want to leave Cobra Kai?
Like, yes. Yeah.
Boom.
I just like hit the beach. Like, well, we hit people on a beach, if that counts.
It counts. I mean, yes.
But yeah, he launched right into it. He is just as bad as Daniel, being solely focused on one thing, saving Kenny and Tori from Cobra Kai, because they are in the grips of this, like, satanic cult of Cobra Kai.
That's, yeah, I don't know. He's very focused on his mission, I guess. I don't know. Like, has he talked to Chosen? Is he becoming like the Chosen in training, where he just has this one mission and this is all he's doing? Because he's very, very focused.
He's so Tori focused on his mission, he doesn't realize that Tori is on a mission of her own.
Oh, yeah. She says to him, like, if you want to leave Cobra Kai, that's on you. But don't tell me what to do. I'm going to stay here. Don't tell me what to do. Nuh-uh. And we also see that Kyler is at the pool. And Kyler, to no surprise, is still Kyler. He is still the jerky, bully high school boy that is bragging about being with other people's sisters or something like that. And we get a little glance across the pool that Kenny sees that Anthony's there. So we know some stuff might go down. Dun, dun, dun.
This guy.
Yeah.
He's an immortal enemy across the park.
Back at with the LaRussos have arrived at the fundraiser. And they're like, hey, this looks familiar. Okay, they have parked the car. They have gotten out of the car. And then they say to themselves, hey, this place looks familiar. Do we know this place? Yeah, you do, because it's Terry Silver's car. Like, they see Terry Silver's car, and then they're like, oh, it's Terry's house.
But Daniel's like, this address sounds familiar. Was he looking up Terry to, like, stalk him? Or, like, I remember seeing this address when I was stalking Terry and finding out more information about him.
But when else have they been there? Like, I couldn't remember when, like, the LaRussos, plural, together, have been there together. I don't know. But it is no surprise to me that Terry Silver would be hosting this fundraiser to try and play with the LaRussos' minds. Amanda goes right up to the founder of this nonprofit, Ava Garcia, and is like, oh my gosh, you're Ava Garcia. Like, she is, like, super starstruck by this woman. Like, doesn't... She has, like, total social anxiety. She really, really wants to be on the board of Dreams for Teens.
Dreams for Teens.
She can't handle it. She's got to do it.
Really got to help these teens. Daniel's like, help teens? I help teens all the time. In fact, I get several of them injured routinely, severely, violently injured. That's how I help them through this karate thing.
I help them heal, and then we do it all over again. Like, that's what happens. It just keeps going. Terry greets them and says, you know, like, hey, I know the LaRussos. We go back, what, like 30, 35 years? Like, we're old friends. And Ava Garcia's just like, okay. They go in for some drinks, but Daniel wants to stay behind and talk to Terry before the event and says, don't ruin this day for my wife. And Terry's like, I have no intention of doing so. Let's just make sure no one else does.
That might as well have been the next line. Michael laughs and Terry.
My whole thing is, like, Daniel, I mean, I understand you were manipulated and traumatized by this man, but are you not picking up like what he's going to do in this situation? Like, why still be here? Why not just say, like, why don't we invite Ava over for dinner on our own? Why do we have to, you know, like, I don't know. I would have maybe not stayed there the whole time.
Yeah, I probably would be like, yeah, Amanda, let's go. We might be murdered here. Yeah. I'm not sure.
Yeah. Who knows what's going to happen? Speaking of who knows what's going to happen, I did not expect this to happen. Dimitri works for Tech Town and shows up at Johnny's door because he needs a phone so he can join the gig economy.
Hey, this was pretty funny. This was a fun little scene. And for it to be Dimitri was a lot of fun, being the one selling him the phone.
Yeah. Really good. Yeah. There was like a whole, he had like a whole selection. He rolls them out on the table, tries to sell him one. And Johnny's like, I need one that's under 150. And it's like, it's got a cracked screen, all this stuff. And he's like, I don't care. As long as it has, does it have rideshare?
Yeah. As if it's just like a thing that comes on the phone.
And at the end, Johnny says to Dimitri, thanks for being a nerd or a geek or whatever you identify as.
Which look at that, like PC Johnny, like we gotta love it. He's a, you know, and he was so nice, and then Dimitri starts talking, he's like, yeah, just, I didn't say stop working, dweeb, like get to it.
Dimitri, yeah, she's like, I can't be a nerd, or I have to be a nerd because geeks are already taken, which I thought was funny. Yeah. As a nod to the Best Buy. Back at the pool, Kenny and Anthony, the tensions start rising between the two of them. Anthony thought that he was cool with Kenny because Kenny already got him back. He's like, hey, guess what? We're even. Kenny's like, no, we're not.
Nah, bro.
He's like, no.
Not even close.
I got my friends. They're going to put a bunch of inner tubes on you and kick you in the lazy river. And his head got so close to the edge of that lazy river.
I said the same thing. I said, did he hit his head on the lazy river? Like, is this about to be like a murder? Like,
I was like, is there blood in the water? What is happening? I was so close. No matter how many inner tubes you put on, that I still was like too close for my comfort.
Yeah. Like I said earlier, Anthony was like a big, like just a real bad guy to Kenny. So I don't feel too bad for what's happening here. I mean, he got a beat down last season for it, but he can still suffer some punishment in my eyes. I'm cool with it.
Anytime, don't podcast bully Anthony LaRusso. Like
anytime. He deserves it. He has not been redeemed. he just stopped because he got beat up and his dad like broke a tablet over his knee last season and scared him straight or something. I don't even remember why he's not a bully anymore. But he was like really terrible to Kenny. Not saying that you should. This is how you should solve your problems, Kenny. But I kind of get it.
Well, he's in the lazy river. Hawk sees this. He's like, oh man, comes up to them. And Kenny's like on a roll and goes after Hawk and says, you're only the champ because Diaz got hurt. And this is like Kenny's a kid. Like Kenny doesn't know like all of the moving pieces. Like he truly believes everyone on his side is good. And Tori also is 100% a champ. We have like potentially two invalid champs in a way, and you know what I mean. Well, not invalid, like Hawk's not invalid, but he thinks the Hawk's invalid when it's really Tori, I think is what I'm trying to say.
Oh yeah, well he doesn't know that Tori's invalid yet.
Right.
I do like how like Hawk comes at Kenny's like, you want to take on the champion? Like, okay bro, calm down, be cool, calm down.
Yeah. Tori comes and breaks things up and it's like, okay fine, you stay on your side of the park, we'll stay on our side of the park. What is this line? How do you decide what this line is? Do you like put chalk on the sidewalk? Like I don't understand how you delineate this line, but it's very sharks and jets happening at the moment.
Water park West Side Story. Miyakido, cobras, Miyakido, cobras. Like we've split up the park. You can only go in this area of the park. Like that's children. What can you say?
Children. Speaking of children, a kid comes up to Hawk and is like, hi, champ. So Hawk has to agree to this turf war because he can't be seen as a bully in the eyes of this child.
I guess this just goes to show like how karate obsessed the Valley is. If like if Hulk's just getting like recognized out in the open, like, oh my god, you're the champ. So maybe we are like, you know, discounting how big karate, how much stars all these karate kids are in this.
You know, I think I have to call my cousins who grew up in the Valley and find out just how big karate actually is in the Valley. And if they would recognize karate champions at the water park, who knows?
You're a celebrity now, Hawk. You can't let the children down. You can't let children see you getting aggressive.
Kind of a walking billboard with those tattoos. Like, he kind of can't hide too much. After this, Robbie goes up to Tori and is like, you know, if you want to see a Cobra Kai, that's fine. But if you think this is the best place for Kenny, you're totally wrong. He's like, again, on this mission.
Like, you're supposed to be my boyfriend. Can we just have, like, regular boyfriend-girlfriend talks and, like, not you trying to save me from Cobra Kai every second, every time we talk? Like, can you chill?
You're my boyfriend, Robbie. Can't you just be supportive? Like, come on.
Can't you help me super spy on Cobra Kai?
Come on.
That rhymed. Did I mean it to?
Ooh, that was... You're a poet. Poet didn't know it. Speaking of being focused on a mission and being slightly paranoid about it, Daniel is at this fundraiser, paranoid about everything. He is eavesdropping again and thinks that Terry's got to be planning something. And Amanda tries to calm him down and says, you know, like, get over it. We're at a fundraiser, adult man of mine that I married. Go get a drink and go talk me up to Ava. And this gives Terry Silver like the perfect opportunity to swoop in.
At this point, like, Daniel's idea of talking her up to Ava was like, so, you know, my wife is great. Anyway, have you heard of Cobra Kai? That guy over there that you love so much, Terry Silver, he's a really bad man. He's teaching our kids bad karate. You want teens or dreams? You got to get him away from the teens. He's teaching them nightmares. Nightmares for teens, not teens or dreams. Nightmares. Like, that's all Danny can talk about right now. Yeah, that's all Danny can talk about right now. It's Cobra Kai, Terry Silver. You know, that's all he can talk about right now. All I can think about.
Can, like, put a furniture store on fire? Like, that's...
Yeah, yes. You know that furniture store that burned up the other day? You saw it on the news? That was him.
That was him. My wife has never burned down a furniture store.
Do you have any proof that was Terry Silver? No, I know it. I just know it. I have no proof of it, but I know it for sure. He came up to me in a sauna, like, weirdo, with play me a voicemail message and referenced fire and his old friend. So that must be him.
I've put all the clues together. I have my board and my string. I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
I figured it out. Terry swoops in to talk to Amanda at this time, and he's like, would you like this wine from my private collection? It's better than anything that's being offered at the bar. What a weasel, this man.
Like, I got it from my wine cellar, which is next to my sword room. You want to see my swords, Amanda?
Walking around with like his own fancy wine. And he's like, I'm not against your husband. What I did to him in the past was unforgivable. And Amanda's like, yeah, uh-huh. Mm-hmm. That's right.
I'm surprised Danny didn't run over and like smack the glass out of her hand. No, it's poisoned.
That's what I thought, because they were the only two people like at the... Why would you take wine from Terry Silver that no one else was drinking? Why?
Doesn't know. Why? Danny has left her totally in the dark. Like, at this point, Amanda only thinks that Terry was a bad guy like so long ago, and like she doesn't get the full scope because Danny has left her completely in the dark.
Oh no, yeah, I agree that from Amanda's point of view, but as an audience member, this is what I was saying. Like, why would you do? Like, I was like, obviously, like, don't drink it.
Why don't you understand? This is your husband's mortal enemy at this point.
Yeah, don't do it. And he is like, I took over Cobra Kai to improve the lives of teens. Why? No. And then he ends up telling Amanda that Daniel sent his man to mess up his potential hires. Not senseis, not goons, potential hires. And Amanda is not happy about this.
Yeah. As if they were office workers with like suits on, like not karate masters. Like, he sent his guy over just to rough up these like office workers.
Yeah.
Unprovoked.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, so Johnny has discovered the gig economy and he is taking the valley by storm? Question mark. It starts off real great. He goes to pick up someone. He's like, is this Michael? Girl's like, Michaela? Yeah, whatever. Get in.
Same diff. Same diff.
Not great. Not great. Hey, can you play some Billie Eilish? Yeah, most definitely. It pulls up Billie Idol and like continues to jam out for I think like five different people.
I mean, in a cassette, and he puts in a cassette tape, no less. That's what those were, children that watched this and didn't understand what this was. Those were cassette tapes. Some of you may or may not have been born after cassette tapes.
Yeah. Before CDs, which are discs.
Oh, CDs are discs, so you have to explain that one too.
Where before, songs that you could download off the internet would live, maybe, sometimes.
It was really cool. You use lasers to read stuff. It was a whole thing.
It was a whole thing.
On your phone, so.
Yeah, but audio cassettes had their own, like, set of maintenance sometimes that you had to
do. Oh yeah, you had to get the pencil and re-spool it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Back Johnny in the day.
All of his were good. I was actually surprised like he didn't have any audio cassette mishaps, but he was definitely rocking out to Billy Idol's White Wedding for a good long time.
Yeah.
And he delivers like a cold burger to a lady and she's like, I can't eat a cold burger. He's like, sure you can. I've done it a million times. Just bring in joy throughout the valley.
He pees in a like can. Yes! At some point. I mean, that takes like aim. That takes a lot.
I don't know how he did that. And like really still hands.
Yeah,
because
there could be some cuts going on. Not good.
There was one episode of The Office that references this move, and if you've watched it, you know. Anyway, back at the water park, Devin is there. Devin and the other kids that I forget their names. Brent, I think
Bert
is one of them.
And Bert. Penis Breath.
Yes, yeah, they are there as well. And Devin's like, we're just going to let them make up arbitrary rules. Devin, I hate to break it to you, but the world is just a bunch of people who've made up arbitrary rules. Like, that's what it is.
No lie, Devin. Welcome to the real world.
If you think the water park is just the beginning of your wokeness here, because, that's all it is. And she crosses the turf line. Miguel is trying to make small talk with Sam. It's like, did you get to this part where he has to get on the bus? And Sam's like, I think you're thinking Into the Wild. This is wild.
Is this an ad for this book? Like, it was so specific. I was like, why are we trying to sell this book on this Cobra Kai show?
I mean, it's an all right book, but if she's in a Eat, Pray, Love thing, just read Eat, Pray, Love. Like, it is a book of its own. Just read the book. Anyway, and then Miguel's like, hey, I was thinking about like hitting up the Lazy River later. Do you want to come with me?
What a sly move, Miguel. Sly move. Everyone knows if you want to romance a former flame, you take them to the lazy river. That's the move. Everyone knows that.
And Sam, like, is like, yeah, let me finish this chapter, but I'll go with you. I'm like, Sam, like, if you think you can.
You're already backsliding, Sam. I thought it was about you. Why are you going to lazy river with Miguel? Like, I thought this was you time.
That's not what happens in April Love. Anyway. Because Devin has crossed the line, of course a fight has broken out, because that's all we know how to do. So a fight breaks out, Robbie breaks it up. This confuses Hawk and Miguel because they're like, I thought Robbie was out of Cobra Kai. That's what Sensei told me, Miguel. Again, Sensei, not Johnny.
You're really hung up on this.
I am, because he has like really emotional conversations with this man. Anyway.
And he's not even technically his sensei anymore anyway.
Yes, exactly. It's very weird.
He's a sensei of life. Like that's what Johnny is now. He's a sensei of life, not just karate, just of life now.
I mean, at this stage, he is quite sensei-ish in life. They're confused. They run over to join the fight, and the fight of course gets stopped and broken up because we can't fight at the water park. And this is where they come up with a brilliant idea. If we're not going to fight, let us race down a water slide, because that takes skill?
That's just what you do. I go to playgrounds all the time and have slide races to settle my disputes. lots of kid red shirts here, like just nobodies that we've never seen or heard of.
Especially, I think, on the Cobra Kai side, much more than the Miyagi-Do Fang side. Well, it's going to be a race between Hawk and Tori, lo and behold, champ versus champ in the water slide race of the century. Meanwhile, back over at the auction, they're having the auction, and Amanda like tells Daniel, I know what you did. And Daniel's like, it wasn't me. Like, Chosen did that on his own. It wasn't me. And I'm like, don't throw Chosen under the bus. Like, 100%. You were part of this. You were part of this.
Listen, Chosen was supposed to be a spy. He ended up being a bad spy. He had to fight his way out. It was a whole thing.
It was a whole thing. Amanda, like, come on. And it's time for Daniel to present what he is donating to this auction for other people to bid on. And of course, surprise, it's bonsai trees. I thought as a car dealership, he might be bringing a car.
Cheap game, real cheap. Daniel, but I'm sick of hearing about these bonsai trees, Daniel. I mean, we get it. You like bonsai trees. Mr. Miyagi taught you how to like trim bonsai trees. We get it. No one wants your bonsai trees.
Yeah, well, but they develop strong roots, and because of the strong foundation, it will decide on its own which way to grow. Okay?
It'll decide to turn away from Cobra Kai and Terry Silver. So obsessed.
This does tie back to Karate Kid 3, because at that time Mr. Miyagi was like trying to open up a like bonsai shop, and Daniel was taking over it, and Terry Silver goes in business and like gets everything, like messes everything up. So this is like a mini version of that, because Terry ends up buying these bonsai trees for $30,000.
This man just loves to burn money. Like, this man does not care about money. Like, he will
no,
because the bidding was at like 2,000 and he's like 30,000. Like, that's overkill. Like, but okay. Yeah.
These ladies were really into it too. Did you see their faces? They were like, oh, that's such a great story. I want these. And Terry's like, no,
they were pitying Daniel. Nobody wants those bonsai trees. They were gonna throw those in the trash anyway when they got home. Guaranteed.
Well, and I have attended and worked many a charity auction, and I will tell you, it is very unusual for someone who wins a bid to get up and make a speech after winning that bid. I was like, what is happening?
Terry, like,
why are we doing this? So Terry gets up and he's talking about how dedicated he is to the cause, Dreams for Teens, and that's why he's partnering with them to give free karate to underprivileged youth throughout the valley. Like, oh, that's so nice, but I need you to help me spread my message. Like, let's turn this into like a marketing campaign. Very,
Cobra Kai is feeling very MLM-ish. Like, this isn't very good. Like, you could get in on this too. The ground level.
That and, like, Robbie's evangelical get out of Cobra Kai rhetoric.
Let me save you.
Yes. Yeah. Very, very interesting messages. And then after Terry has bought the bonsais, Danny, of course, has to walk up to Terry. Cannot just leave well enough alone. Has to walk up to Terry and say, "You better not hurt these bonsais." I can't not laugh. Sorry, Danny. I'm sorry. But
I better not see a branch on those trees that aren't supposed to be trimmed. That's trimmed by you, Terry. I swear. Yeah, Terry. I will be checking up on those trees.
Yeah. I'm just going to use it for mulch.
good one, Terry. Nice burn.
Meanwhile, throughout the valley, Johnny continues his gig economy, his one day upon the gig economy. And he ends up taking a delivery to a reoccurring character, as I know him as Pawn Shop Guy.
I think, like, his name is Lyle or something.
Okay, that makes more sense. Johnny, like, walks in, delivers the taquitos. He's like, "I hate my job. I'm in a bad mood." And Lyle's like, "Would you have a taquito? It'll help." He's like, "I already had one."
And there's the guy, like, just throws in the trash. Like, well, that's done.
That's it. And this is where Lyle gives Johnny, like, some Johnny advice. Like, it's like he was talking to himself a little bit. It's like, you know, sometimes a job doesn't have to be, like, the biggest dream job. It's just a job to help you, you know, do the things that you, that matter to you the most. And he says, "I have 3 children, which you will never meet."
Like, I do like how Johnny was surprised. Johnny was so surprised he had a family. Like, you have a family? You have children?
Well, and Johnny, like, spills his whole, like, family. He's like, "And I have this, like, son, and then this almost son, and then I have a baby on the way."
Lord, like, all of a sudden have 3 children. And when did that happen?
What?
Like, Johnny grew 3 kids real quick. I mean, considering the one that he knew he had that he just abandoned, the one that he found a couple years ago, and now this new one. Life happens fast if you don't look out for it.
Ferris Bueller. Life can happen pretty fast. So he's got this new wisdom. We'll see where it takes it. Back over at the water park, Robbie and Kenny are having a chat. This is where Kenny's like, "You haven't been back to Cobra Kai." And Robbie's like, I haven't. I left. I thought Cobra Kai would help you." And Kenny's like, "It did." Robbie says, "I know that's what you think, but it will turn you into somebody you don't want to be." And Kenny does not like this information. He says, "Back off. I'm stronger than I've ever been." And
I think Kenny might be taking steroids or something, because he is, like, very rageful at this point. Like, every time we see Kenny, he's got a scowl on his face. He's like, get ready to fight somebody. We got to check out what they're giving those kids at Cobra Kai, because it might be some illicit substances.
Those smoothies.
Yeah.
Those smoothies. I don't know what's in those. But remember, like, sweet, innocent Kenny? Like, he was
Remember Kenny dancing at the bus stop? Yeah. Sweet Kenny doing a little, what was that game called? The role-playing game? He's like Mr. Squirrel Bottoms. Yeah. Remember sweet little Kenny? Now Kenny's just a rageful monster. Like, give me old Kenny back.
Do you think we'll get there? Do you think
we'll definitely get there.
Unbrainwashed Kenny, and do you think he'll be best friends with Anthony LaRusso at the end of it?
It's gotta happen. There has to be some sequence in the next season where Kenny and Anthony have to fight back to back to do something. I don't know. Honestly, I mean, spoiler alert, we told you there's gonna be spoilers. I'm surprised it didn't happen by the end of the season, to be honest with you. Like, I thought this was gonna be the season where Kenny was gonna be redeemed, like Kenny was gonna go through the redemption car wash and come back out squeaky clean in Miyagi-Do, but it didn't happen. We got some hints that it might happen next season, but
He's like halfway through the car wash, I think, at this point. Yeah. He's like done with Cobra Kai, but he doesn't want to be friends with Robbie at the end.
He's got to be waxed and buffered out.
Yeah.
That's the last step.
He has to wax on. I mean, he's waxed on, but not waxed off.
Like, exactly. Yeah. He's halfway there.
And so now it's time for the main event. the water slide race of the century. I would say maybe of the entire world, of the globe, on the globe stage. Everybody knows about this race. It's like the biggest thing to ever happen. And it's like, I don't know, what did you think of it? I was like, they put some GoPros on the kids as they went down the slide, and that's how it works.
It was dumb. You know, you're supposed to stagger the people going down the slide anyway. You're not supposed to let those two people go down the slide at the same time. Somebody crash into each other at the bottom.
That's what I was thinking. It was like, how did they get away with this? How did they talk to their, like, the management to let this happen?
I've been to a theme park, and they let one person go, and they wait like 20 seconds, let the other person go. They don't let them race. But yeah, this was dumb. I almost wish they were at like a, I don't know, like a laser tag place or something.
Yeah, that would fun. Be better.
But yeah, this was weird. Can't really win at a race on a water slide.
There's a little something called gravity. And the only way you can win, though, is if you cheat, really, I guess, because that's what Cobra Kai did. They put a hole in Hawk's inner tube, and Hawk goes to Kenny, "I know this was you." And Kenny's like, "Yeah, what are you gonna do about it?" Hawk's like, "Well, I'm not gonna strike first, if that's what you think." Guess what happens, Jason? Guess what happens? They peacefully resolve. Yeah, they peacefully resolve. They have like a diplomatic, you know, event. They UN it, like student UN it. No,
yeah, psych. No, we get into a fight. I was impressed by the champ here. Champ really represented himself well. He was blocking shots. He was moving out of the way. Kenny got one shot in. They're so loud when they fight. That's probably why they got found out. They're so loud whenever they fight. Like the guy in the water park is like, what is that sound? Is that karate? Let me go see what this is about.
Credit to the Cobra Kai folio artists who have to put in all of those sound effects post-production, because I'm sure they aren't always picked up. But yeah, super loud fighting happening by the pool. Ravi pushes Hawk into the pool, and this again confuses Hawk, because why? Whose side is he on? Ravi's an independent agent. Like, don't worry about it, Hawk. And of course, everyone gets kicked out because of insurance liability. And the water park cannot have this happening at any moment in time. And this is where Sam goes, "Let's go, Anthony." it brings me so much joy to see it.
Come on, Anthony, little boy. If I'm Sam, I'm like, why do I get kicked out? I'm not with them. I am pretty loving. I am reading my book. Like, I am finding myself. I'm not with those kids, so don't kick me out. I was surprised you left so easily.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, once Miyagi-Do lives in you, Jason, you can't leave.
I got to rep with my squad, even though I'm not really rolling with the gang right now. I still rep Miyagi-Do. Yeah. If they leave, I got to leave.
Yep. One team. Back over at the fundraiser, Terry is talking to Ava, and of course this like sets off Daniel's alarm bells, because he thinks that like Terry is telling such bad things to Ava about Amanda, and he confronts Terry, and Terry says, "I think your mind is playing tricks on you, Danny boy." Now here's the thing, like, I don't want to blame Daniel, because trauma is trauma, but if I heard Danny boy that many times from Karate Kid 3 to now, I might put together that like I'm being played. But Daniel is so into it, and he's like, Daniel, that's how much trauma he has been in. He is very, very blinders on, not picking up on all of the very obvious clues that Terry Silver
Daniel walks into it like five times during this whole like auction. Like, he falls into Terry's traps constantly, and it's really sad to see Daniel boy.
It is. Really, yeah, and that's where I think you know, next episode we get the Jessica coming back and like talking about like how messed up Daniel was when this first happened, and so like now I can really start to see like just how much of effect Terry Silver had on Daniel LaRusso, because he's very, very focused on protecting and not necessarily picking up on context clues around him. And of course, Terry plays into this and says, I told her she's a phony and a psychopath. Can't be trusted. What do you think Daniel's going to do? What do you think he's going to do? Is he going to walk away? No, he's going to push Terry over. Like, come on. And Terry, of course, overfalls into the bonsai.
I like how Daniel's like, I didn't even push him that hard. Like, but you did push him. Like, you admit
you are an adult. You're an adult, yeah. Man. Like, this is what happened. And Ava comes over and says, Terry was actually speaking very highly of Amanda and your whole family. And this really angers Amanda. And she leaves and she walks out. Johnny, on his Uber adventure, ends up calling Shannon and explaining that he wants Robbie to stay with him over the summer. This is what I should have done years ago. I wasn't man enough then, but I am now. And I'm so sorry. I sucked Shannon. I was like, oh my God.
I mean, hey, the growth is happening every episode. The growth just grows even more, you know?
Like, yeah, and Shannon, of course, is okay with this. And she says, you know, we were both young and dumb, but I'm glad that Robbie can see this part of you. Why don't you go pick up Robbie at the water park? I'm sure he will come across Robbie in a very calm state.
Yeah. After what has happened. Do you think this was Johnny's last day being an Uber and a DoorDasher? Because... you know, we don't see any more of this, like, the whole season.
Yeah, I don't really know what income Johnny is living off of at this
point. I thought the whole point of the Lyle Pawn Shop guy speech was like, hey, it may not be a great job, but, you know, it pays, so keep doing it. But then we never see him do it again.
I don't know if we don't see him do it, but maybe they'll reference it in whatever version of content we will be receiving next.
Maybe once he joins the cause, like, Daniel gives him like a stipend to like help him with his plan to get rid of Terry.
The part-time sensei again. Yeah. So speaking of the water park, there's some falling out after the fight and getting kicked out. Tori is upset that everyone got kicked out, and Robbie, of course, is blaming Cobra Kai and says to her, by defending them, you're part of the problem. And Tori's like, listen, hey, I hear you, but I don't agree with you. I'm not leaving Cobra Kai. And they kind of just like break up. They're like, I guess that's it.
Do you think that she should have like clued him in a little bit to what her like thing was? Yes. Like, hey, I'm actually not really in Cobra Kai. I am just like spying for Kreese and like trying to take Terry down as well. I think they probably would have helped the situation a little bit. Instead of Robbie just like, you are evil. You've been brainwashed. Like, let me help you. Let me save you, Tori. Yeah, I am a savior.
You don't have like, I know that they probably held that because they didn't want the audience to know sooner, like to get that reveal. But yes, I especially because like they care about each other. Like I don't mind them as a couple. Like they make sense as a couple, mm-hmm. and I want to see them together, and I want to see them, you know, have a successful, healthy relationship. So I would assume if there was no reveal that needed to happen in real, in their lives, their real lives, that maybe Robbie would have known. Miguel is of course looking for Sam because he still loves her, but then stumbles upon Robbie and ends up like pushing him. I thought you were out of Cobra Kai. And Robbie's like, running, you don't know what you're talking about.
He just runs out of nowhere, just pushes Robbie. I'm like, damn, like that's aggressive, bro. Like, geez.
Although I will say, very brother-like.
Oh yeah.
Like they are having like lots of like brotherly interactions without having already they haven't resolved their stuff yet, but a couple times during this episode they like come up against each other and it's like, you want to go, like, do you want to just fight this out, do you just want to get over it? And they are looking out for each other even though they're not talking to each other, so they're moving towards brotherhood.
Very stepbrotherish.
Yes, yeah, very much. Johnny arrives in the Eagle van and says, hey, stop fighting, we're all friends now. Like, I fixed it, like, we're all friends now.
All this was done. We rode in the car in silence. I thought that meant you guys had gotten over your stuff.
They're like, no, we're not, that's not how this works. And they go in separate directions, like everyone's going in a separate direction. It's very dramatic in the parking lot of the water park in the valley. So drama. And then the last scene of the episode is, I think, one of the best reveals of the season, because Chosen's just kicking back, enjoying his day off, watching 90 Day Fiancé.
This was Colt and Larissa 90 Day Fiancé. This is old school 90 Day Fiancé. Oh, this is even recent stuff. He's starting from way back, and he's trying to catch up. Maybe he had watched it once before and he dropped off and he has some time on his hands. He's like, man, what am I getting 90 Day Fiancé on this TV? Oh, here we go. And he's just like trying to catch up now.
Or that's how long ago it was filmed.
that definitely could have happened. Because we know this is in the can. This has been in the can for a while.
Yeah. This TV artifact brought to you by delayed filming. Yeah, so he's just enjoying his 90 Day Fiancé. Danny and Amanda come back. Amanda is super mad, is warranted. Like, Daniel, from her I understand Daniel's actions because of his experience and trauma, but I also understand from Amanda's perspective, without knowing, because Daniel hasn't told her any of this.
He burned down the furniture store, Amanda. He burned down a whole store. He's a bad guy. Like, let me explain now, because I catch you in the darkest whole time. He's burned down a man's livelihood. That's how serious this is, Amanda.
Yeah. And Amanda's like, you promised this time it would be different, though. And Daniel leans into his only I and Chosen can fix it. It's like, only I and Chosen can fix this. I'm not going to stop. And Amanda's like, that's fine. Go ahead and handle it. I'm leaving and I'm taking the kids. And we get some very dramatic type music at the end.
She is mad. Like,
yeah.
Very good expressive acting. I did not expect
that. Did you expect that? Like, did you expect
for her to leave? Amanda to
leave? Yeah, and take the kids?
I did not expect that at all. But I mean, I can just picture Daniel now, like, recounting how his marriage ended. So what ended your marriage, Daniel? It was that damn karate. It was all that karate. Just destroyed my marriage.
Like, the retirement home in the valley and, like, the war stories of karate. Like, karate in the valley is the Vietnam War to this generation. It's like karate in my life.
There's like a karate movie playing in like the day room of the old retirement home. He's like, turn that off. I hate karate. It ruined my life. It ended my marriage. It tore me away from my kids. Get that off the screen.
But I will be teaching a karate class at 2 p.m. in the rec room.
We'll be teaching defensive techniques of the Miyagi-Do school. Because I can't get away from it.
Well, that's about it for this episode. Jason, did we miss anything that you wanted to make sure you mentioned?
No, I think we covered it all in great detail, I would say.
I mean, we didn't talk about, do you want to go back to the water park? Do you want to go, like, we could talk more about the water park.
I'm all water parked out, gotta be honest.
I'm really glad that that's, like, all we got, too. Like, in season 4 with the prop, like, it, like, built up and continued and, like, kept going and okay we had our turf war for the season, let's just move forward.
I mean, listen, I was jealous of that lazy river. I mean, if you've never been on a lazy river, that is relaxing.
It's a good time. Well, thank you for joining us on this recap of season 5 episode 4 of Cobra Kai. If you'd like to catch the rest of them, don't forget to subscribe to our Cobra Kai feed by searching Cobra Kai Post Show Recaps anywhere you listen to podcasts. And we'd love to hear from you. Have you ever participated in a water slide race? What was that like? Do you have a bonsai tree? Are they really much cooler than we think they are? I don't know. Let us know. Email us at Cobra Kai at potionrecaps.com. On the bonsai tree note, I do want to just share that, like, my sister and my father have both tried to raise a bonsai tree and they have failed both times.
Oh, no.
And so I don't, like, I think there is something to, like, the whole, like, care of it, but the Garza family has not cracked the code when it comes to carrying a bonsai.
Did you replay for them the whole Karate Kid series? They would figure out how to raise a bonsai.
We're working on it. You can also reach out to us on Twitter. Speaking of Twitter, Jason, where can people find you and what else are you up to?
I'm on Twitter at JAYR1085. Right now, got a few things going on this here network post show recaps. I am doing She-Hulk with Sasha Joseph. We're doing that every week for the whole season. We are coming up on episode 6, so we're having a blast over there talking all She-Hulk. Also, over on the Raw Pets Podcast Network, where I am doing a show called A Perfect Match. That is where we cover the show Married at First Sight. I do that show with Asia Welch. We have a great time over there, so come check us out. Subscribe, rate, and review. How about you, Marissa?
I'm here talking about Cobra Kai, but I was just thinking about like how we almost really did get pod like Ception. It's like 90 Day Fiancé is so close to Married at First Sight. Like I really, really wanted it to be Married at First Sight.
I don't think Married at First Sight is as recognizable as a 90 Day Fiancé.
Would Chosen watch it?
I mean, if you're watching Married at First Sight, you really should watch. I mean, if you're watching 90 Day Fiancé, Married at First Sight is just like it's like a close cousin. Like you can watch both shows.
Right? They're like karate they're about dumb
people.
Like
yeah, they're both about dumb people doing dumb stuff. So they are very close together.
As for myself, I talk about Cobra Kai with you. If anything else pops up, you can find me on Twitter at MarsBars, MarzBars. I'm usually involved in some post-show recaps, something or other, so I'll tell you about it there. I'm also hanging out in the post-show recaps Discord. If you go to patreon.com/post-show recaps, you can join us at any level. We love to talk about all of the things, so feel free to join us there. We'd love to see ya. But until next time, Cobra bye.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.